我们先有一些祷告。
Let's begin with prayer.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
你把我们带到你自己面光的底下。
And you gather us under your countenance.
让我们可以看见你做工的手和你宝座上的心意。
So we can see the hand of your work and the desire on your throne.
主，你从前怎样在以色列的中间做工？
How you worked among the Israelites, Lord.
今天你在我们身上，你也是会做同样的工。
And today, and as you work the same work.
但愿主，你当日所做所说的，今天也向我们更深、更清楚、更明亮的来给我们照明。
But we ask that what you did before and what you have spoken before, you will do the same to us and you will illuminate us today.
我们感谢主。
We thank our Lord.
因为你是眼目一直注视着你所买赎的众人的神。
Because you are the God whose eyes are often, are always upon those who belong.
因为你在他们的身上有一个非常宝贝的定义。
Because you have this precious purpose on us.
当日你要叫他们成为祭司的国度。
In those days, you caused them to be the kingdom of priests.
如今你要叫我们活出基督的身体。
And today, you want us to live out the body of Christ.
主啊，你做工的目标虽然不完全一致。
Even though, Lord, the goal of your work may not be.
但是你做工的原则没有改变。
But the principle of your work does not change.
但愿我们的主，你让我们。因着你世人智慧启示的灵的帮助，我们能看见主你手中的工作。
And through the help of the Spirit of wisdom and revelation, Lord, may we be able to see the work in your hands.
吸引我们更好地服在你的权柄的底下。
And draw us so we can submit even more under your authority.
做一个柔顺的人来跟随你的脚踪。
So we will become a tender person to follow your footsteps.
谢谢主，求你亲自解开你的话语里面你要我们明白的一切。
We thank you, Lord. May you open up your words to us, all that you wanted to tell us.
我们仰望在你面前。
We look to you, Lord.
吸引我们的心更多的归向你。
May you draw our hearts so they will be closer to you.
我将祷告仰望奉主耶稣基督的名。
We look unto you and we pray this in our Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
我们感谢神，以西结书让我们看见神当日如何要把犹大挽回过来。
And we thank the Lord through the book of Ezekiel, it showed us how God wanted to redeem Judah at that time.
在人看来，他们是没有希望的。
In man's eyes, they did not have any hope.
但是神还是留机会给他们。
But God still leave them a way out.
愿意用着当时神说的话来挽回犹大的那一个愚昧和顽梗。
And God wanted to use His words to redeem Judah from its abstinence and stubbornness.
那当他让以西结在被掳之地苏醒过来以后
，When he awakened Ezekiel in the land of captivity，
神就选中他来做他的器皿。
Then the Lord chose him as His vessel。
神要用他向神的百姓说话。
And God wanted to use him to speak to His people。
所以神先让他经历了一个非常严肃的异象。
So God first let him experience a very solemn vision。
也领他去经历一些神让他要去明白过来的那一个跟随主的路。
And that also to show him the way that he ought to follow in order to follow the Lord.
然后他才能为主说话。
And then he would be able to speak for the Lord.
所以上次我们在第二章的里头稍微看了神说了几轻轻地说了几句话。
So last week in chapter 2, we skim over some of the words that are spoken in chapter 2.
他说我要差你去对他们说话。
And the Lord said that I would send you to speak to them.
他们是悖逆之家。
They are a rebellious household.
但是你不会管这个外面的情形。
But do not pay attention to this outward condition.
他们听或是不听，你不必负这个责任。
Whether they listen or not, you are not responsible.
你要负那个责任，就是我怎么差遣你，你就怎么做。
What you're responsible for is that do whatever I send you to do.
当你这样来对百姓说话的时候，
When you spoke to the people in this way,
他们不会给你好脸色看。
And they would not be nice to you.
因为他们是悖逆之家。
Because they are household of rebellion.
所以你不必管他们的反应是怎么样。
So do not pay attention to their reaction.
你要注意的就是，你把我要你说的话你说清楚。
What you need to take note of is to speak clearly the words I wanted you to speak.
那感谢神。
You thank God.
当神用着他去接受这个差遣的时候，
When God let him accept this sending,
神就让他从神的手中接受了一卷书，就让他说你吞得下去吧。
So God let him accept this scroll from him and let him swallow it.
那我们留意第二章最末了，有几个形容词在哪里？
Let's take note of the end of chapter 2 and some adjectives there.
那个书卷是说里外都写满了字。
And for the scroll, it was written on the front and back.
他说其上所写的呢，有哀号、叹息、悲痛的话。
And written on it were lamentations, mourning, and woe.
弟兄姊妹，这句话值得我们去留意一下。
And brothers and sisters, these words deserve our attention.
就是这些发表，这些感情上的反应的话，是谁的反应？
These emotional reactions, whose emotional reactions are these?
是那个因为我们从下面来看的时候，我们看到书里头所提及的一些事情呢，都是牵涉到犹大的那一段日子里头的前途。
And because from the text that follows, it tells us the content there has to do with the condition of Judah at that time.
他们要被掳。
And they will be taken into captivity.
已经有部分的被掳了，那细节就在当中。
And because actually part of the captivity has already happened. Ezekiel was in one of them.
但事情并不停在这里。
But the matter did not stop there.
因为按照神的建场，犹大前面的日子还有很多不容易的那个事情要出现。
Because under God's government, Judah was to face something that's rather difficult.
当那些事情一出现的时候，
And once those matters appeared,
在肉身上面来说，犹大当时所接受的苦恼，可以说是世间上最难承担的苦恼。
In terms of a physical hardship, what Judah was about to receive would be some of the hardship that are most difficult.
那因此在这里说到上面有哀号、叹息、悲痛，是他们落在这种困苦里面的那个反应。
So that's why it says here there were lamentations, mourning, and woe. These are the reactions of the hardship.
还是这些话根本和他们没有关系。
Or is it that these words had nothing to do with them?
而是神自己发表了，当他看到他的百姓落到这样的光景里头，神心里头的那一种反应。
Or it could be the reaction in God's heart when he saw what was going to happen to his people.
那也就是，这就是说，那书里头的那个内容乃是神的心思的一种表达。
I wish you to say the content of the scroll is the expression of what is in God's heart.
在我个人来看，
And my own understanding,
我以为这个是后者。
I consider the latter would be the truth.
是神在那里发表了他的哀痛、叹息和哀号。
It was God himself expressing there his lamentations, mourning, and woe.
那 让我们可以看到，当神说到犹大前面所要面对那些事情的时候，不是只是犹大人在那里感觉我们很苦恼，我们很苦恼。
So let us see that when Judah was to face what was happening to them, ahead of them, it's not just the people of Judah thinking it was very painful for them.
不，而是神比他们百姓所发表的那些感觉还要深，还要重。
But it's actually God has deeper feelings and heavier feelings than the people of Judah.
我们慢慢看下去的时候，我们就会领略到这个书卷里边所说的是什么。
And when we continue to read on, we'll understand what's written in the scroll.
那么神对以西结说了那一些的话，那第三章一开始我们就注意到了。
So after God has spoken all this to Ezekiel, and in chapter 3, we will see.
起头的那一段话。
At the words in the beginning.
神就说你要吃，你吃了。要吃了你所得的这书卷。
God told him to eat the scroll.
目的在哪里呢？
What is the purpose of it?
好对以色列家讲说。
So that you can go to speak to the house of Israel.
那么当然，以西结当时就听命，就把那个书卷吃下去了。
So of course Ezekiel was obedient and he took the scroll and ate it.
你不要去问那个书卷为什么可以吃下去。
Do not ask how could you eat a scroll.
不，神让他吃，他当然是可以吃。
But of course, if God let him eat it, he will be able to eat it.
那么我们要注意就是，他吃了这一卷书以后，对以西结有什么特别的反应？
What we need to pay attention to is that what kind of reaction Ezekiel had after he ate the scroll.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
神先说清楚一件事情。
God first explained one thing.
你为什么要吃这卷书？
The reason why he had to eat the scroll.
原因就是啥？
The reason was that.
因为你要对以色列说话，对神的百姓说话。
Because you have to speak to Israel, the people of God.
那你对百姓说的是什么话呢？
So what kind of words are you to speak to the people of God?
你不能随便说。
You cannot just casually say something.
你要说的是我要你说的。
The words you need to speak are the words that I wanted you to speak.
既然是我要你说的。
Since these are the words I wanted you to
speak. 那你就必须先知道我要说什么。
Then you first had to understand what I wanted you to say.
那你怎么能知道呢？
So how could you understand?
神说这本书里边的就是我要你说的话。
And God said that the words in this scroll are the words I want you to speak.
我们感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
因为看到开头第三章开头的那一段
，because of in the beginning of chapter 3，
你非常清楚的看见，当神在那里差遣人的时候，他怎么来预备他所差遣的人
？And you can see very clearly when God is about to send somebody, how he would prepare to send this person.
一开始
，in the very beginning，
我们留第一章就是叫他从异象的里头知道。跟他说话的谁？差遣他的是谁
？And in chapter 1, very clearly, God showed him who was speaking to him and who was the one who sent him.
那然后就让他来注意到，你接受差遣，并不是凭着你自己本身有多少的知识、才能、技巧。
And God also let him see the reason you're receiving this duty has nothing to do with your knowledge, your ability, and your capability.
你邀请的那一个，你首先就知道我要你说什么。
The first thing you need to know is what I want you to say.
所以神就对他说啊，你要吃所得的，要吃这书卷，好去对以色列家讲说。
That's why God said, eat what you find, eat the scroll, and go speak to the house of Israel.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
以西结一开口。
Once Ezekiel opened his mouth.
神就把书放到他里头去。
And God fed him with a scroll.
所以我就刚才说，你不要问怎么可能吃那卷书。
So that's why I said earlier, you don't have to pay attention to how he would be able to eat the scroll.
不管那本书大大小小，如果真的是书的话，你怎么吃
？It didn't matter how big the scroll was. If it's truly a scroll, how could you eat it?
你没办法吃。
There's no way you can eat it.
但神给他吃。
But God fed it to him.
神让他吞下去。
God let him swallow it.
那吞下去的是什么
？So what did he swallow?
说实际话。
And to be truthful,
是神的心思
it's God's will,
是神的意念
it's his will.
是神要在他百姓身上要做的工作
it's the work God wants to do among his people
那所以神就明明告诉他说
so God told him clearly
你吃了我所赐给你的书卷充满你的肚腹
feed your stomach and fill your body with the scroll
他就吃了
so he ate it
那他吃了以后，他说：“哎呀，在口中觉得其甜如蜜。”
And after he ate it, it was sweet as honey in his mouth.
为什么会是这样
？Why is it like this?
吃的时候
，When he was eating it,
感觉是甘甜如蜜。
It was as sweet as honey.
我体会的是
，What I understand,
因为里面虽说到是上面所写的全是爱。哀嚎悲叹息悲痛的话
even though it mentioned earlier all that in the scroll was lamentations mourning and woe
那这些话怎么在你吃进去以后就成了你的甘甜呢
but how could these become sweet after you eat it
完全没有道理
and that's unreasonable
但是感谢神
but we thank God
你要按照道理来说这个好像不是没有道理
If you look at it with logic, it seems like it's not
logical. 但是当以西结是那样子从神的手中吃了那一卷书的时候
，But after Ezekiel ate the scroll from which is handed by
他外面看见的是书上的那个反应是许多的不愉快的光景。
Outwardly, we can see that those content of the scroll is something unpleasant.
但是吃进去以后
，But after he ate it,
他觉得很甘甜。
He felt it was very sweet.
为什么会有这样的感觉
Why would he feel this?
当然我们也不必去猜
But of course we don't have to guess.
因为在我们每一个人的实际经历到神的时候你也会有同样的经历
Because when we actually experience God, we will have the same
experience. 换一句话来我们用新约的话来讲
Using the terms in the New Testament.
外面是十字架的道路
On the outside is the path of the cross.
里面是神生命的供应的丰富和丰满
But on the inside is the abundance and fullness of the provision of
God. 当然在以西结的身上你不能用新约的话来说
But of course we cannot apply the words of New Testament to Ezekiel.
因为在以西结当年还没有生命的连接这一回事
Because at Ezekiel's time there's no union of life.
但是我们体会的一件事情
But what we can understand.
以西结从神所要做的事上面外面是看到神的百姓所要经历到的各种的困扰。
And Ezekiel, what he could see in terms of God's words, outwardly he could see the hardships of God's people.
他里面就感觉得到，神让他们经过这些困扰，乃是要把他们挽回。
But from within, he could understand.The reason God let them go through this hardship is in order to redeem them.
这是整个以西结书从开头一直到末了，我们看下去，你就看到那个以西结书里面所说到的事情，就关乎这样的一个中心点。
And from the beginning to the end of the book of Ezekiel, we can see this is the theme of the book.
那这是神在那里，让以西结在受差遣以前给他的。一点，你说造就也好，你先预备也好。
And this is the whether you call it advocation or preparation before God sent Ezekiel out to do.
那然后就在以西结的心思的里头，很具体的告诉他
，And then
你要面对的那一些光景是怎么样的一个光景
？And then very concretely, God told him the conditions he was to face.
神说我现在要差遣你
God said that I'm sending you
差遣你做什么呢
What am I sending you for
那差遣以西结这个是神自己说的话
And these are God's words to send Ezekiel out.
第五节你注意，你奉差遣。
And verse 5 it says, you are sent.
那也就是说出以西结，当你往前走的时候，你就会碰到各种各样的环境。
Which is to tell Ezekiel, when you go forward, you will encounter all kinds of circumstances.
但是这些环境，你不要给外面的光景来影响你。
But do not let our circumstances affect you.
你要注意一件事情。
You need to pay attention to one
thing. 你碰到这些环境。
When you encounter these circumstances.
你遇到那些难处。
And you encounter these hardships.
是我差遣你去的。
It is I who sent you.
既然是我差遣你去
Since I'm the one who's
你就不必注意外面的反应
then you don't need to pay attention to
你要注意的是我在你里面做什么的工
What you need to pay attention is the work I'm doing within you
那我们感谢神
We thank God
神在那里预备以西结的心思
God's there to prepare Ezekiel's heart
来让他在前面他接受差遣以后他所遇到的各种各样的引导
so,
困扰
in order for, to prepare him to face、the guidance that is ahead of him all the troubles that is ahead of him
让他在那里从心思上面先来学会了那一个顺服的功课
so that he would first learn the lesson of submission in his heart
那准确的来说，让他先去学习你如何服在主的权柄底下。
And to put it more accurately is first to let him learn how to submit under God's authority.
这不，他不是讲道理了。神在这里不是跟他在说道理。
God is not there to reason with him.
神在这里跟他所说的是什么呢？
What is that?
是你要学的一个功课，你要预备好你自己。
Which is that he needs to learn a lesson. He needs to prepare himself.
你怎么预备呢？
How can he prepare?
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
你往下看，就是用新约的话来讲，就很清楚。
If you continue to read on, and if we put in New Testament terms,
在当时神跟他说话的时候，他没办法不要听神说的那么的细致。
And when God spoke to him in the beginning, he cannot help but to listen to all the details.
首先神就让他去看到你面对的是什么人。
First, God let him see what kind of people he was to face.
从外面来看的时候，你面对那些人没有什么可怕的。
Outwardly, those people were not so terrible.
因为什么呢？
What was the reason?
因为他们是跟你同样的人。
Because they were the same people as you.
所以神说我不是差遣你去一些言说话深奥、言语难懂的那些人那里去。
So that's why God said, I'm not sending you to a people of an intelligible speech or difficult language.
你要到那些人去的时候，你还要先要学习言语，你才能说话。
It's not that you have to first learn the language before you can speak.
但是我现在差遣你去的不是这样的人。
But what, who am I? The people I'm sending you to is not this.
我差遣你去面对的是跟你一个模样的人。
I'm sending you to the people same as you.
所以你不必在这一方面有挂心。
So you don't have to be mindful of this.
但是呢？如果我差遣你到你不懂话语的那些人那里来说话
But if I were to send you to the people whose words you cannot understand
神说那些人都会听你的
But these people will actually listen to you
但是现在你去对那些你跟他们中间没有区别的人哪里去的时候
But now I'm sending you to the people who are no different than you
他们肯定是不听你的。
For sure, they would not listen to you.
因为他们是悖逆之家。
Because they are a house of rebellion.
那一提到悖逆之家的时候，从第二章一直到第三章，神接二连三的来说了好几遍，他们是悖逆之家。
God has mentioned repeatedly in chapter 2 and 3 that this is a house of rebellion.
里面根本没有主的地位。
then God does not have a position among them.
自然就不认识主的权柄。
And of course they do not understand God's authority.
但是我就是要你到这些人那去。
But these are the people I want to send you to.
那你如果到这些人那里去的时候，
So when you go to these people,
你会很困难了。
Then it will be difficult.
因为你要说神的话。
Because you are to speak God's word.
他们就是不要听神的话。
But they would not listen to God's words.
他们就是听他们自己的话。
And they would only listen to themselves.
他们就肯定了他们自己的话是对的。
And they were sure that the words are right.
你在那里说神的话，他们根本就不要听。
And when you to speak, when you to speak God's word to them, they would not listen.
因为他们原来就是悖逆之家。
Because they are the house of rebellion.
那在这样的一个环境的底下，
So under this circumstance,
你要注意的是什么呢？
What do you need to pay attention to?
你要注意的不是你能说服他们。
You don't have to try to persuade them.
你要留意的是。是谁要你说话让他们听见神说的是什么话
What you need to pay attention to is that God wants you to speak to them and what God wants to speak to them.
他们听或是不听
Whether they listen or not.
你不负这个责任
You're not responsible.
你负的责任就是你要把我用作你来说的话向他们说
What you're responsible for.Or is that you would deliver the words I want you to speak to them.
那么神的话说出来的时候是那么简单。
So the words of God are so simple.
但是神这样说乃是让以西结在心思上边先要有一些的建造。
But what God wanted to do was to build Ezekiel up in his heart.
什么建造？
And what kind of building?
不要给环境来压倒你。
Do not be oppressed.
你所注意的是你为什么到这里来
What you need to pay attention to is why you're here
你来这里做什么
What are you doing here
那你要懂的就是这个
And what you need to know is
那所以刚才我说神让他先要学会了你伏在主的权柄底下做一个顺服的人
So that's why I mentioned earlier what God wanted him to learn first is to submit to God's authority to be a submissive person
你只有站在这样的一个属灵的实际的光景里，你才能承担起我对你的差遣。
Only when you stand in such a spiritual reality, then you can take up the duty that I want to give you.
但是我先告诉你。
But let me first tell you.
听你话的那些神的百姓。
Those people who are to hear your words, so-called God's people.
没有一个会听你说的。
And none of them will listen to you.
你就是面对这样的环境。
This is the circumstance you will face.
你说还是不说？
So will you speak or not?
啊，你说出来，他们给你眼色看。
When you speak to them, they will be not nice to you.
他们给比你更刚硬的那种刚硬放在你的面前。
And their hearts will be harder than yours.
那你怎么办
So what would you do?
感谢神
We thank the Lord
那围绕着这一个意思
And we are surrounding this idea
神对以西结说了吩咐的几次是围绕这个意思
That God has spoken repeatedly surrounding this theme
他们听或者不听这个不是你的责任
Whether they listen or not it's not your responsibility
也不是你要计较的你工作的成绩
And this is not the result of your work that you should be mindful of.
你要注意的是什么呢
what is the thing that you need to
do? 你有没有把我的话说得准确
You have to deliver my words accurately.
有没有把我的话说得清楚
It's whether you can speak my words
你说出去
Once you speak,
你该做的就做完了
Then you are accomplishing what you need to do.
其余的事情不需要你背任何的重担
The rest, you do not have to carry the heavy burden for it.
他们用好难看的脸色来对你，你也不必怕。
If they are really rude to you, you don't have to afraid.
因为我告诉你，他们本来就是这个样。
Because I already tell you, this is how they are.
他们为什么落到被掳之地呢
？Why would they be taken into captive?
原因就是这样。
This is the reason.
不要听，为什么听神的话嘛
？Because they would not listen to God's word.
不以神的话为他们的整个的生活工作的那个指导引领。
They would not consider God's words as the guidance of their daily lives.
根本就不以神为神嘛。
They would not honor God as God.
不以神为神的时候，倒过来就是以自己为神嘛。
Because they do not honor God as God, that means that they honor themselves as God.
所以就落到今天被掳的那个 光景。
So this is the reason why they fall into captivity.
但是我神就让以西结看到一个神怎么来看人。
So this is how God showed Ezekiel the way he looks at men.
那么感谢神。
And we thank God.
那当神跟以西结说完了你心思上要准备好的话以后，就说你就到神的百姓那去。
So after God told Ezekiel how he should prepare in his heart, then God said to him, go to the house of Israel.
神一再说了，他们听或是不听，你不必管。
And God repeatedly said that whether they listen or not, you don't have to pay attention.
然后感谢主。
And then we thank the Lord.
神就用着基路伯好他带路。
And God used the cherubim to lead the way.
就把他带回到已经被掳的那些人的当中。
And then he was brought into those the exiles.
他在那来到那里住的人的当中的时候。
And once he was among them.
神让他经历两个很矛盾的两件事。
God let him experience two things.That seemingly to be
头一件事情就让他感觉到他神的灵进了他里面，他满有好像属灵的那一个丰富在那里。
First, God let him experience the spirit inside him, and he experienced the fullness of the spirit within him.
但是同时呢
，at the same time，
他要到你那边人的时候呢
，when he was sent to among those people，
那闷闷的住了七天
，that he was there causing consternation among them。For 7 days.
这也是非常矛盾的那个光景。
It seems to be very contradictory to.
一面就好像神的灵给他充满。
On one hand, it seems that God's spirit was.
另一面，他有好像是很受捆绑的，在那里默默的过了七天。
But on the other hand, it seemed that he was bound, and for 7 days he was there.
那当然，我们也能领会到以西结当时灵里面的。那一个感觉。
And of course, we can understand the feeling within Ezekiel's spirit at that time.
因为那七天的里边，神没有给他说话。
Because in those 7 days, God did not speak to him.
那他是满腔热情，要带着神这一个差遣，到了神的百姓当中。
And he was full of zeal to come unto the people of God.
但是他到了那边的时候，好像没有立刻看见神怎么。使用他。
But when he arrived there, it seemed that he did not see how God would use him.
那谁为什么七天不说话？
And what was the reason that God did not speak for 7 days?
我想神想你好好的歇一歇。
I think God was saying that I'll let you rest.
因为当你一说话，属灵的征战就非常猛烈的开始。
Because once you begin to speak, the spiritual warfare will begin very fiercely.
那。说那七天过了以后，神开始说话了。
So after the 7 days, God began to speak.
神一说话，头一件事情就告诉以西结，你在这里，你的任务是什么？你的地位是什么
？Once God spoke, that he first told Ezekiel, "What is your position here? What is your duty here?"
神差遣你来这里，目的在哪里
？The purpose.Why God sent you there?
神说得很清楚。
And God was very clear.
我让你到这边来的时候，是要叫你做一个守望的人。
I sent you here in order for you to become a watchman.
你在那里好好的来看管着我的百姓的动作。
Watch over the actions of my people.
但是不是叫你去管他们。
But you're not there to govern them.
而是叫你去很明显的。在那里从他们的动作来对他们提出他们该注意的事。
But it's from the action that you need to let them know what they need to pay attention to.
那你怎么做一个守望的人呢
？And how can you be a watchman?
主也很说得很清楚。
The Lord spoke about it very clearly.
不是说看见一些不大合宜的事情就马上去。给他行政处分。
It's not that he will discipline them once he sees something inappropriate.
但是没有给他行政处分的权柄。
God did not give him the authority to discipline.
他只是给他做一个守望的人。
He only wants him to be a watchman.
为神说话来指出百姓们，你的路走错了。
To speak for God and to point out to the people that they are walking on a wrong path.
那所以我们从十七节里头你看到，他说：“人子啊，我立你做以色列家守望的人，所以你要。”听我口中的话，替我警戒他们。
So that's why 17 it says, Son of man, I have appointed you a watchman to the house of Israel. Whenever you hear a word from my mouth, warn them from me.
那这句话很有意思。
And these words are very meaningful.
因为这句话包含了底下所说的一些内容。
Because these words include the words that are about to be spoken.
他说，我，你在那里做个守望的人。
So you are there to be a watchman.
那你做这个守望的人。
And you as a watchman.
你就把听见我口中的话，就替我去警戒他们。
So whenever you hear a word from my mouth, warn them for me.
我们感谢神了。
We thank God.
当你留意到神这样差遣他的时候。
When you see this is how God sent him.
神是把他差遣的责任和承担的那一个范围也很清楚地告诉他。
The God has at the same time told him very clearly about his responsibility and the boundary of his responsibility.
这一段话在新约的我们读来还是那样的新鲜而准确。
And these words are still very fresh and accurate when we read it in the New Testament.
尤其是我们在新约里头看到神拯救我们的时候，是借着基督的身体。
And especially in the New Testament time, we can see that God saved us through the body of Christ.
在借着基督身体里头，两个很重要的那个学习的功课。
And there are two very important lessons.
头一个就是接受基督的权柄嘛。
The first is to accept Christ's authority.
第二个呢
？And the second one.
那是身体的配搭嘛？自己的配搭。
The coordination of the members of the body.
在这里我们看到，神用另外的一些话来说出那个问题。
Here we see that God used other words to speak of this issue.
从十八节。
Starting from verse 18,
开始说到二十一节
，and from 18 to 21,
那是说对什么人说话
？And these verses told us who these words are for.
是对两种人说话。
There are two kinds of people.
第一种是对恶人说话。
The first one is to speak to the wicked.
虽然那个时候恶人已经恶人是不少。
Even though at that time there are many, they're wicked.
但是就是要对恶人说话。
But he still has to speak to the wicked.
另外的一类的人。
The other type of people.
是对义人说话。
Is to speak to the righteous people.
你说义人还要听话。
You say that, do the righteous people have to listen?
是义人也要听话。
It's true, the righteous people also have to listen.
为什么呢？
And why is that?
因为神要恶人听话，是要他们归回做一个完全人。
Because God wants the wicked to listen so that they can repent and become a righteous person.
要义人听话，是要叫义人要好好的保持所站立的地位，不要失去在神面前所已经接受的那一份纪念。
And speaking to the righteous is for them to keep the position and not to lose it and to keep what they have received from the Lord.
但是那些话是说得蛮严肃的。
These words are very solemn.
怎么说？
What are these words?
你读过你就知道了。
After you read it,
很清楚。
They're very clear.
用不着特别去解说。
We don't have to make special.
神说你要对恶人说话。
God says, speak to the wicked.
你指着他说。是面对面的，指着他说。
Look at him face to face and speak to him directly.
你这样子做，神要定你的死罪。
And the way you are acting, God is condemning you to death.
那么如果他听，
If he listens,
那我会赦免他的罪。
Then I will forgive his sin.
如果他不听，
If he doesn't listen,
他就不能逃避神这一个追讨。
Then he cannot escape God's pursuit.
那你做一个守望的人的任务就做好了。
So that you will fulfill your responsibility as a watchman.
但是假如我叫你对恶人说话，
But if I want you to speak to the wicked,
你不说，
And you would not,
他就不知道自己错，
Then he would not know that he's in the wrong.
结果他就给神追讨了。
As a result, he's pursued by God.
当然他是接受神的审判。
And of course, he will receive God's judgment.
但是你呢？
But as for you,
弟兄姊妹注意了，这一点是神在心思上面去把以西结建造上来的很重要的点。
And but this is a point where it's a very important point that God is building up Ezekiel.
如果我叫你对他说话，
If I ask you to speak to him,
你不对他说话，
and you would not speak to him,
结果他就死在罪中。
At the end, he dies in his sin.
并说他死了就算了。
But it's not that it all ends when he dies.
他说你要留意。
You need to pay attention.
我要追讨你他丧命的罪。
I will pursue after you the death from his sin.
那弟兄姊妹们，这是对我们来说，在新约里头好像神没有说的那么严厉的话。
It seems that God has not spoken such severe words in the New Testament.
但在旧约的里头，神说这话是说的蛮严厉的。
But these are very solemn words in the Old Testament.
神告诉你做的，你必须要做好。
What God tells you to do, you have to finish it.
你没有做好的话，该受警告那个人固然是受祸，但是你也逃脱不了神的追讨。
If you do not listen, of course the person who is supposed to be warned would have to pay the consequences, but you also cannot escape the pursuit.
因为底下神在说了，如果你对他说了，他听了，他不听，那他就死在罪中。
Because later, what follows is that God says, if he does not listen, he will die in his iniquity.
那你呢？你却救你自己脱离了罪恶。
But then you would have delivered yourself.
弟兄姊妹，你留意到，平常我们说父传病，父传病，我们没有留意到父传病的内容，原来里头有一个那么严肃的反应在哪里。
And brothers and sisters, usually we talk about submission to authority, but we do not understand there's such a solemn content in this submitting to authority.
我服主的权柄，我顺服主的引导和带领。
I submit to God's authority and I submit to His guidance and leading.
那我就流出了神的恩典。
Then God's grace can flow out from me.
如果我不服主的权柄，
But if I don't submit to the Lord's authority,
我也当然不服主的权柄，就不会顺服主自己的管理。
And of course, I would not submit to God's government in me.
那就怎样？
Then what would happen?
那也同样的在神的面前落在审判里。
And we will fall under God's judgment all the same.
这实在是很严肃的事情。
Indeed, it is a very solemn matter.
那我们活在新约里头人常常没有太注意到为什么要付主的权柄？
And for those of us who live in the New Testament time, a lot of times we do not pay attention to why we have to submit to God.
如果按照正面的认识，我们知道他是万有的主，你不付他权柄，你付谁？
And positively, we would say that He is the Lord of all. So if we don't submit to Him, who should we submit to?
但是我们不会从神的另一面来留意到。假如我不服权柄，神你又对我什么处理啊？反正我已经在救恩里，我是神众子里头的一个神啊，你怎么样 也不会叫我难过吧。
But we would not look at it from another angle, and we would just say that since we already have salvation, we are one of the sons of God, and if we don't submit to Him, He wouldn't do anything to us.
难过是不一定会难过。
And maybe it would not be any suffering.
但是你失去了做一个守望的人的那一个功用。
But you would lose the function as a watchman.
那结果是什么？
So what are the consequences?
最低限度来说，我们就失去了赏赐。
At the very least, we would lose our reward.
不说神的追讨，光是失去了该有的赏赐。
And we will not even mention about God's pursuit, but just to lose God's reward.
这也是值得我们去留意的事。
This is something we need to pay attention to.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
那么对恶人是这样子说。
So this is how he should speak to the wicked.
然后对义人呢？
And then for the righteous.
那既然是义人，那当然在神面前是蒙纪念的。
And since they're the righteous, they are remembered by God.
但是你不是说一时间做义人，你就做义人到底。
But it doesn't mean you're righteous for a moment and you are righteous forever.
因为亚当的后代，
because the descendants of Adam
没有办法能凭自己所做的能维持的很久的。
There's no way for them to maintain by themselves what they do.
在一个时间里头，你能扶在主的权柄底下。
For a period of time that you can submit under God's authority.
但是转一个环境，或者是转一些的事情，你也许就不会那么懂得扶主的权柄。
But if the circumstances change, the conditions change, that you may not know how to submit under God's authority.
尤其是你要扶主的权柄，就碰到和你本身有的一些好处有抵触的时候，你就考虑了，我还要不要做义人？
Especially when it comes to a conflict of interest, then you would consider whether I still want to be a righteous person.
当然，我这样说是好像有点矛盾。
And of course, it might sound contradictory from what.
我是特意这样说的。
But I especially like to say.
哎，我一碰到这些难处的时候。
Because when you encounter this difficulty.
在我们心思里头，我们觉得做个义人有什么意义？
In our hearts, we will say that what is the meaning of being a righteous person?
首先是叫我受亏损。
First, we have to suffer loss.
我受了亏损，这个义人对我有什么好处？
If I suffer loss, what good it is to become a righteous person?
我们的心思就是这样的嘛。
This is our heart.
很自然就是这样的。
Naturally.
亚当的后代就是这样的。
Naturally, the descendants of Adam are like this.
所以神也把这一段话说得很严肃。
So that's why God spoke very solemnly.
那这段话不单是叫听话的人觉得严肃，连以西结本身都是在那么严肃的面对着主。
Not only these are solemn words to those who listen, it's also solemn for Ezekiel when he faced the Lord.
如果义人擦掉行恶，
if a righteous person is to do something wicked,
你要警告他，
then you need to warn him.
我不因神说我不会因他是原来是已经是个义人，他有一些不大对的事情的时候，我就马虎虎就放过他吧。
But God said that I would not because he is a righteous person, but he has done something wrong. I will let him go easy.
不。
He said no.
神说不。
God said no.
义人如果离义而犯罪。神说我就是把绊脚石放在他面前。
And God said that if the righteous depart from his righteousness, I will place an obstacle before him.
他要跨过去还是拒绝接受这个绊脚石？
Whether he would go beyond the obstacles or he will not.
如果他不拒绝这个绊脚石，一定要跨过去的话，
If he does not reject this obstacle and will stumble over it,
那我一定审判他。
Then I will judge him for sure.
他也必定要接受神的追讨。
Then he for sure has to accept God's pursuit.
如果你劝勉他，
But if you warn him,
他维持着 我宁愿在神面前活在一个义人的光景里。
And he is willing to continue to live as a righteous person before God.
我不敢作恶。
And that he dares not to sin.
那样好，你挽救了一个人。
Then you would have saved a person.
同时也维持了你自己的准确。
And then you also have maintained your own righteousness.
那如果你不给他劝勉，
but if you do not warn him,
那样的像你不对恶人提出警告一样，神说我就追讨你。
It would be the same as if you did not warn a wicked person, and God would pursue after you.
那我们感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
整段的话，
all these words
归纳起来是什么？
If we summarize them, what would that be?
弟兄什么？什么叫做守望的人？
Brothers, what is a watchman?
那用另一个词来说，
if you use another term,
那是替谁做管家？
Which is a steward for God.
那这样我好借用新约里头哥林多前书的话来说明这一段话的那个中心的意思。
So I'm using the words in 1 Corinthians to explain the theme of these words.
哥林多前书里头弟兄姊妹很清楚的记得主说，
In the Corinthians, God said very clearly,
对管家的要求乃是要他有忠心。
The requirement for a steward is for him to be faithful.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个服侍主的人的一个最基本的品性上的学习。
And brothers, this is a very basic character of someone who served God, a lesson for them to learn.
可以说是所有神儿女们的他们那个属灵品格里头我们都该要接上的一个功课。
And this is also a lesson for all the children of God for the spiritual character.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
整段的话里头一直围绕着服主的权柄，认识主的地位，这一个点来造就以西结。
And all these words surround the theme about submitting to God's authority and knowing God's position.
但是不是单单造就以西结。
But these are not just for Ezekiel.
也是造就每一个属神的人。
But it's also for the edification for everyone.
尤其是我们看到神说我们是他的见证人。
Especially we see that God said that we are his witnesses.
那因此我们就需要主给我们灵里的很清楚的看到。
So we need the Lord to let us see very clearly in our spirit.
主是这样的拣选我们。
And the Lord has chosen us.
主是这样的差遣我们。
And he has sent us.
那我们就必须在主的面前来学习操练忠心的活在神的面前。
That we need to learn and to practice living before the Lord faithfully.
弟兄姊妹记得，主跟门徒说话，说到将来审判的时候。
And brothers, remember when the Lord spoke to his disciples about the judgment.
那说过一些的比方，那些比方里头有些就说，谁是有忠心有见识的仆人。
And in some parables, in one of the parables, the Lord told them, who is the servant who is faithful and prudent.
啊，在主的审判的里头，主对那些忠心的仆人说的话是什么？
What are the words that God, the Lord speaks to the faithful and prudent servant?
你这又良善又忠心的仆人。
And you good and faithful servants.
可以进来享用我的一切。
You can come and enjoy all that.
这不是福音书上的话吗？
And these are the words in the gospel.
是主亲自对门徒说的话吗？
These are the words spoken to the disciples by the Lord.
主所重视的是什么？
What did the Lord emphasize?
不单是你活得对，那是良善。
Not only you living correctly, that you are good.
并且你所有一些发表都准确，这是忠心。
But whatever you express is accurate, that is faithful.
我们感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
神在使用以西结以前，神把以西结带到一个这样学功课的那种心思里。
Before God used Ezekiel, God placed Ezekiel into this mindset to learn some lessons.
那么当以西结在神面前接受了神这样的那个带领，来跟要准备跟随主的脚踪的时候
，When Ezekiel is there to learn to prepare to follow the Lord's footsteps，
啊，神就说
，God said，
那现在你可以到一个平原去，那就是当时但那些被掳的人在那个在这个那个加巴鲁河边居住的那些地区。
Now God told him to go to the plains. It's where those exiles, where they live around the river Chebar.
神就告诉他说。
And God told him.
那你就进到屋子里。
Then you go into a house.
将门关上。
And close the doors.
你在里头不要说什么话。
And do not speak when you're inside.
我也不让你出去。
And I would not let you out.
也不让你说话。
And I would not let you speak.
但是我要你说话的时候呢
？But when I want you to speak，
你就一定要说话。
Then you have to speak。
但是会是愿意说话的人，你要他不说话是不是一个很容易的功课
？But it's not an easy lesson for someone to learn if he likes to speak and you will not let him。
同样的，一个不愿意说话的人，你要他说话也是一个很困难的功课。
In the same way, for someone who does not like to speak and you want him to speak, it's a difficult lesson to learn。
我想以西结本来大概是很喜欢讲话的人。
And I assume Ezekiel is someone who likes to speak a lot。
所以他回去的时候七天闷闷的呢，因为神没有叫他说话。
That's why he spent 7 days in distress because God would not let him speak.
他有许多话要说。
He had a lot.
因为神给他吃了那卷书的时候，他对神的事情领会多了。
Because after God let him eat the scroll, that he had a better understanding of God's matter.
他就说了。
So he said.
但神说我不要你说。
And he wanted to speak.
我要你说的时候，你再说。
I don't want you to speak.
我不要你说的时候，你就不要说。
Wait until I let you speak. So when I don't let you speak,
我刚才说以西结很可能是本来是一个很喜欢说话的人。
And I said that it's very possible that Ezekiel was someone who liked to speak.
神就说 ：“No， 你到了那个被掳之人居住之地的时候，你就进到屋子里头，你不要出来。”
So God told him when he entered into the land of the exiles, you stretch yourself in a house.
我要你说话的时候，你再说话。
When I tell you to speak, then you speak.
神特别做一件事。
And God did this something very special.
很有意思。
It's very meaningful.
他说：“我使你成为哑巴。”
I will make you dumb.
弟兄姊妹们，这个事情。实在有点苦恼的，对人来讲。
And it is hard for a person.
本来好多话。
Originally, you have a lot to say.
一下子不能说话。
But now you cannot speak.
不但是不能说话。
Not only are you not allowed to speak.
并且是说不出话来。
But you actually are not able to speak.
为什么呢？
And why is that?
成了哑巴。
Because he's become mute.
真是不好受。
It's hard for him to take.
但是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
神让他这样子，是学习你怎么伏在主的权柄的底下。
God let him be this way in order to learn how to be submissive under God's authority.
弟兄们不要忘掉了，在这一段时间的里头，神是要他成为一个看守的人。
But sisters, do not forget, in this period of time, God wants him to become a watchman.
你就是做那个看守的人。
If you are a watchman,
你就要很常常要注意到在你四面所有各种事情人事物的变化和发生。
Then you have to be watchful for any changes in the people, events and matters around you.
并且从这些人事物的变化的里头你留意到神又在当中做什么。
And from all these changes,You need to pay attention to what God is to do.
如果神没有让你说话，你就等在那里。
If God does not allow you to speak, then wait.
如果神要你说话，你就不要在那里屈屈缩缩。
If God wants you to speak, then don't be timid.
所以在这里，主给他说得很客气。
So God is very courteous to him here.
他说你在被子家的那里。
God said that in the house of rebellion.
你就不要不要随便给他们说话。
And do not speak to them casually.
但是我对你说话的时候，你就要开口说话。
But when I speak to you, you need to open your mouth and speak.
那主又在重复的说一遍。
And the Lord repeated himself.
我对叫你对他们说话的时候。
When I ask you to speak to them.
他们听的可以听。
He who hears, let him hear.
不听的。就任他不听。
He who refuses, let him refuse.
你不必背这个责任。
That you don't have to bear.
你不必背那个重担。
You don't have to bear.
你说我话我说了，他们不听了怎么办
？And you might say that I speak the words.
我如何交差
？What should I do? How can?
主说这个不用你交差。
And God said that you don't have to give.
这个就是你要你做好你该做的那一份。
You just need to do your portion.
哎呦，我明明告诉你。
Because I,
你是来到一个悖逆之家里头来替神说话。
You're coming into a rebellious house to speak for God.
他们听与不听。
Whether they listen or not.
不是你的责任。
It's not your responsibility.
也不是你的工作的效果。
And this is not the result of your work.
你所要做好的乃是该说话的时候说。
What you need to do is the time you need to speak, you speak.
不该说话的时候就不说。
At the time you shouldn't speak, then you don't.
弟兄姊妹们，这个我们现在读起来的时候就觉得，这个事好像很平凡的，没有什么了不起的事。
And brothers and sisters, we might think that these are nothing special.
但是你真是落在当时以犹大人所经历的那一种环境。
But if you are in the situation where the people of Judah were,
你看见那些百姓是哪样在神面前顶撞神
？And you see how rebellious those people were before God.
你怎么可以不说话
？And how could you remain silent?
另一方面，你又看到，当神的话出来的时候，他们爱听不爱听，甚至是非常。可憎可恶的那种光景来对挡神的话。
But on the other hand, when you see that once God's words are spoken and they would not listen, or even to a point, they treat it with contempt.
你怎么能闭口不言呢
？Then how could you shut your mouth and not speak?
但是神说话在先前。
But God has already spoken.
你该说话的时候就要说。
At the time you should speak, you should speak.
不该说话的时候就不说。
But at the time you shouldn't, then you should not speak.
要学这个功课不太容易。
And this is not an easy lesson to learn.
但神说
But God said,
我不用你说话来表达我要说的话。
I don't need you to speak in order to express the words I want.
但是我要你做一些事情来发表我要说的话。
But I want you to do something to express the words I want to speak.
那这个事情听起来好像也是很简单嘛。
And it sounds easy when you hear these words.
你就对神说，神啊，那你就做吧，我就在那里看你怎么做。
Then we would say to God, God, go ahead and do it. I will just watch what you do.
但是神说
，But God said,
我一定要做，因为我是导演。
I have to do it because I'm the director.
你是演员
，And you're an actor.
我导演的时候。你这个演员就要听我的话。
When you direct, you as an actor need to listen to me.
怎么说呢？这个事情。
And how do we explain?
那弟兄姊妹，你往下看你就看到。
But this is you read on, you understand.
神说现在就不要你说话。
And God said that I don't want
you to speak. 但是现在要你表演。
But I want you to act.
那这个表演实在是不好受。
And indeed, this is not an easy act.
弟兄姊妹，你读下去就看到
了。
第四章里头你就看到了。
In chapter four, you see.
神头一件事就让以西结说。
The first thing God wanted Ezekiel to do is.
你先拿一块砖，那是砖，不是我们现在所以为的砖。
Let's first get a brick. It's not a brick that that we know of.
你要是在中国北方看过那些长城还留下来的城，那你要说你要拿一块砖是那一种砖。
And if you've been to the Great War and you've seen those bricks, this is the kind of brick that we're talking about.
好大的一块石头。
It's a very big rock.
你现在要到以色列去的时候，你看见那边还是有那个，他们还有个铺场，那个事情还保留的蛮清楚，你就看见那些砖。
And if you go to Israel now and you go to the wall railing and you will still see that kind of brick.
你说它是砖，就好难体会。你说它是一大块的石，石头砖，那这个大概有点领会。
And it's hard for you to understand if you say it's a brick, but if you understand it as a big rock, then it's easier to understand.
他说你拿一块砖来。
And he said, go get yourself a brick.
拿来干什么呢？
And what do you do with it?
活一个城。
Inscribe a city on it.
哪一个城呢？
Which city?
耶路撒冷。
Jerusalem.
你把耶路撒冷活在上面。
So inscribe Jerusalem.
然后呢，你要活一些事物在那里，说明耶路撒冷城是要被围困的。
And then you draw something else to illustrate that Jerusalem is being seized.
四面都受敌人的攻击。
And the enemies were the Jerusalem is surrounded by all enemies.
那么你就把这个砖这块挂摆在那里。
And then you will put this picture there.
你向百姓就说好。
And then to let the people know.
耶路撒冷一定要给围攻，并且有一天要给攻破。
That the Jerusalem will for sure be besieged, and one day it will be taken down.
如果我们回到那个历代志或者列王记上看的时候，在以西结被第二次，他是第二次被掳的人呢，那第二次被掳一样。以前固然是耶路撒冷是不住的在哪里打仗。
And if we go back to the Chronicles and the Kings, we'll see that Ezekiel is among the second group of exiles. And at that time, of course, Jerusalem was being attacked.
巴比伦人连连续续的是围困耶路撒冷。
And the Babylonians, they were laying siege against Jerusalem.
攻破了城，掳掠了城，好了又放以色列人一个。轻松一点。
And they took hold of the city, but they still gave the Israelites an easy time.
但是过不久。
But not long after.
又来都围困。
They lay siege.
耶路撒冷。
They lay siege against Jerusalem again.
就连是那样子下去，好长的时候。
And it continued for a long time.
神就让以西结在那里，先做了一个这样的。图画。
And so God first let Ezekiel paint such a picture.
向被掳的那些犹大人来发出一个信息。
And to give this message to the people of Judah.
你们不想在这里幻想，你们什么时候也回犹大。
And don't have this fantasy when you return to Judah.
如果我们还记得的话，以西结是比耶利米后的先知。
And we still remember Ezekiel is after the time of Jeremiah.
耶利米是被掳前的先知。
Jeremiah was a prophet.
以西结是被掳后的先知。
So、Ezekiel was a prophet after the captivity.
被掳其中的先知。
So、Ezekiel is a prophet during the.
耶利米老早就说了，犹大将来要被掳到巴比伦70年。
And Jeremiah proclaimed long ago that.Judah would be taken into captivity.
现在你们已经被掳到巴比伦来了。
And for 70 years, and
还想明年后年就可以回去。
They have been taken into Babylon. And
当时的假先知是在他们中间，是释放这样的假道理。
And they would still think they would be returning. And these what the false prophets.
现在以西结一回到他们中间。
So now Ezekiel returns.
神就借着以西结来向被掳的犹大人说明。耶路撒冷不但是被围攻，总有一天还要给彻底的给拆毁。
So still Ezekiel, God told his people, not only would Jerusalem be laid siege, and one day it would be taken down completely.
他说你要做好这件事情。
And God said to him, you have to do
做以色列家的预兆。
And to become a sign to the Israel.
做好了以后就怎么样呢？
And after this,
你不就是摆这个画在那里给人看？
And only do you, let people look
你还要做一些事。
You also have to do something else.
做什么事呢？
What was he to do?
他说，
And he said,
你要上你睡觉的时候
when you sleep,
你要上左边侧卧
lie down on your left side,
来承担以色列家的罪孽
and to lay the iniquity of the house of Israel.
他说你在上左边侧卧呢
and said, when you lie down on your left side,
就作为以色列受难处的年数
and you will bear the numbers of the iniquity of Israel.
你上左侧受恶的日子是390天
and you will lie down on your left side for 390 days.
一年多了弟兄姊妹们
that's more than a year, brothers and sisters.
但一年多 你一睡觉就是往左侧恶你不能转身
for more than a year, whenever you lie down to sleep, you will lie up down on your left side.
弟兄姊妹不要以为这是一件很容易的事啊
brothers and sisters, do not consider this something easy to do.
是非常不容易的事
it's actually very not easy to do.
你说不转身怎么来了过那个一个黑夜
and you said that how could you go through the night without turning?
如果来过了那个黑夜第二天早晨起来我左边都要弹掉了
and if you go through the night this way that you will go all numb on your left side
怎么可能呢
how could you be this way
但神说你就是这样
but this is how God told him
哎呀苦恼不苦恼
isn't it hard for him
不是容易的事
it's not something easy
那神为什么要这样做呢
but why would God do this
神说
God said
我就是用你来做一个标本
I'm using you as a sample.
你这样做就说出了以色列人就是三百九十天就是就他那里就说了就是一天的当一做顶一年那就说出以色列有三百九十年。
And God said that for the 390 days is one day for each year. That means it's 390 years.
在神的面前以神的怒气
That you have provoked God's wrath for all these years.
所以神就追讨他们
So that's why God pursued after them.
那你在那里你做出这样的一个表达来
So you are there to express this.
这个390年 这390九十所表达的那个三百九十年是怎么回事呢
So what is this 390 years?
我们可以大略的来说
And in general we can put it this way
几乎在所罗门以后其实在所罗门本身就已经开有起头
And it started during the years of Solomon
他们就开始一直在神的面前翻来覆去的当中除了几个比较好的王
and they have been that way going back and forth before God during those years except for a few good kings
其他那些王他们在神的面前就是以神的怒气
And for the rest of the kings, they provoked God's wrath.
我们读列王记这时候就很清楚。
And when we read the books of
kings, 那里有一句话。
That we were very clear, there are some words there.
他们跟随大卫在神面前所做的。
That they follow what David did before God.
他们不跟随大卫在神面前所做的，那一句话的意思，弟兄姊妹们有没有印象
？Or they do not follow what David did before God.
我们很准确的来计算，没办法，不知道该怎么算起。但是你从他整个历史来看，你看到那个三百九十日的那个含义是什么
？We do not know how to accurately count this 390 years, but in the meaning we can see.
尤其是北边的以色列，那还没有分裂以前。
Especially for the northern Israel before they were separated.
他们是整个十二支派在一起。
The all 12 tribes were there.
但是在南北一分裂了以后。
But when the north is separated from the south,
北方的以色列几乎马上 就用别神来代替耶和华。
And for the northern kingdom, almost immediately they replaced God with idols.
犹大这边虽然比北边好一点，但是也好不到什么地方去。
But even though Judah was a little bit better than the north, but it's not that good either.
所以是当时就要以西结，你390天，你这样睡觉。
So that's why God told Ezekiel to sleep that way for 390 days.
别人看他这样睡觉是没什么问题。
And it's okay for other people to see him sleeping.
真的是你要这样睡觉的话，你很苦恼。
But if you have to sleep this way, it's very hard for you.
但是主吩咐你是这样睡。
But this is God's command.
那你要不要睡？
Then would you follow?
你说哎呀，我侧身转一会都不行吗？
And you might ask, is it not okay even for me to turn a little bit?
主没有说你行。
God did not say it's okay.
神主就是说你就是侧睡390天。
But the Lord said that lie on your side for 390 days.
那过了这390天怎么样呢？
So what happened after the 390 days?
并不是等于说事情就过了。
It doesn't mean that the matter's over.
你要翻过来。从右面侧睡40天。
That you, now you have to turn around to lie on your right side for 40 days.
这个40天是那是以色列已经给灭亡了。
And at that time Israel was destroyed.
那是犹大被掳去巴比伦那前后那几十年。
And those are the decades, when Judah was taken into Babylon.
那你就这样躺在那里。
Then you would lie down in such a way.
弟兄姊妹算起来啊，一年半了。
But sisters, if you calculate,
不到一年半，差不多一年半的时间，你就是要这样。
It's almost a year and a half that you have to do it this way.
苦恼不苦恼？
Isn't that very hard?
当然是有点苦恼。
And of course, it's rather hard.
但是你回过头来看，
But when you turn back,
神叫他吃那个书卷呢，又哀痛又叹息又难过。
That God let him eat that scroll that had lamentations, mourning and woe in it.
我刚才说，不仅是神的百姓是受这个难处，连在那里要神的百姓经历这些事情的神自己，他比百姓更难过。
And earlier I mentioned, it's not that it is only the suffering of God's people, but also the God who let his people suffer would have this, he also suffered.
那然后神就说的，我为什么要你这样躺卧？
And then God said to him the reason why he wanted
to lie on his
side. 他说
我要借着你这样的躺卧来把神的百姓带回回忆里头。
It is by how you lie down, you will bring God's people to reflect.
不但是带回回忆的里头，你还要看前面的日子。
And also not for them to look back and remember, but also to look ahead.
他回头来看看什么？
When they look back, what do they see?
看以色列也好，犹大也好，他们由以色列是给亚述来灭掉的。
Whether Israel or Judah, Israel was destroyed by Assyria.
犹大是给巴比伦来骚扰的。
And Judah was disturbed by Babylon.
那把他们骚扰到一个什么地步呢？
And they were disturbed to a point.
那上面就说了。
And this
one. 你们生活上是很困苦。
And your daily living is very difficult.
并且困苦到一个什么地方？
It's difficult to this point.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹们，你来留意你就知道。
My sisters, if you read on, you understand.
他说啊，我们从第八节，就是第四章的第八节那里，现在留意。
And let's look at chapter 4, verse 8.
我用绳索捆绑你，使你不能辗转。只等你满了困城的日子。
I will put ropes on you so that you cannot turn from one side to another until you have completed the days of the siege.
弟兄姊妹，你留意到了。
But sisters, you can see.
这一个被受差遣做探望的人，不单是用口头上来说出 你们不要这样。
And this person who was sent and be a watchman, not only did he say with his words that you will be like this.
如果你们真的是这样的话，你这么个结局就是怎么样了。
And if you truly act this way, these are the consequences.
那神就是用着以色列言语跟实际的生活的情况来发表神的百姓背逆神的那个结果。
And God used Ezekiel through his words and his living to express the consequences of Israel rebelling against God.
他说我要这样子来一直做到耶路撒冷给攻破犹大被掳为止。
I will continue to work this way until Jerusalem is taken down and the Israelites are taken away in captivity.
那在这段日子里头，弟兄姊妹，你可以知道，有一部分已经在以西结的当时和以前出现了。
And these days appeared before Ezekiel's times and during Ezekiel's times.
但有一部分呢，还是在以西结的日子里头，还继续的往前。
But part of it continues during Ezekiel's time.
如果我们把耶利米那一个预言也加上去的话，
If we add on, Jeremiah's prophecy to it,
等这390年过了以后啊，
After these
还前面还有70年，
That's another 70 years.
那个直接是被掳到巴比伦那边去。
So they're taken to Babylon.
但是这里只是说到耶路撒冷当时的情形。
But here is only mentioning about the circumstances in Jerusalem.
那对以西结来说，他要侧身而卧那么许多天。
So for Ezekiel, he has to lie on his side for these numbers of.
但是说表达出来的是什么呢
？But what was to be expressed?
那底下就说到了。
And it went on to say.
他们的生活的。所受的影响
that the effect on the daily living
简单的来说
to put it simply
用近代的话来说
using today's terms
粮食配给
and that's a ration in food
我想陈红大概你还没不晓得有没有这种记忆。
I don't know about Sister Chong had this memory.
头大一下记不起。叫不起名字来了。大概这里恐怕能有粮食配给的经历的呢，恐怕没有太多。那宋秘书大概。也经历过那段日子，那你就知道。
And I don't think there are many of us here experience a ration of food, but if you have the experience, do you understand?
在这里，你看到，就说到相当长久的时候，以西结是躺在那里侧卧，但是。在日常生活里头，他所表达的乃是没粮食、短缺粮食。
During this time, on one hand, Ezekiel had to lie on his side, but what's expressed in daily living is there's a shortage in food.
没有一天你能吃得饱。
And that's not one day you're full.
甚至到一个地步。
And to a point.
这里没有说。
Here it says.
上面就说了。
And it says,
弄到一个地步，父亲要吃儿子，儿子要吃父亲。
And to a point, the father.
那是第五章里边提的。
In chapter 5, it mentions fathers will eat the sons and the sons will eat the fathers.
那弟兄姊妹，如果我们把这许许多的事情，真是回到现实生活里边去的时候，我们没有办法能体会得到。
If we truly see this in real life context, it's really hard for us to understand.
是多么可怜又凄凉的事情。
It's such a pitiful and a desolate condition.
但是感谢神。
But we thank God.
当事情还没有完全发生的时候，神让以西结先去用个人的那个生活经历来经历的那些事情。
And before these things actually have happened, as a whole, that God led Ezekiel to show these things in his daily living.
你在往下看的时候呢
？If you continue to read on,
神还用一个方法，要叫以西结去发表那个人那个时候的可怜。
God used another way to let Ezekiel to express the hardship of men.
那如果我们来看，好像神为什么用了一个那么不合情理的那个事情来让以西结去经历。
And in our eyes, we would think that why would God let Ezekiel experience such an unreasonable way?
什么事情呢
？And what is this?
他叫他用人粪去煮那些大麦饼来吃。
Asked Ezekiel to bake the body cake over human dung.
好。以西结就说：“神啊，我从小到大都没有做过这样的事情。”
But Ezekiel told God that he's never done such thing since his youth.
一切不洁的物我都不碰了，我怎么可以这样说
？That he has never touched anything unclean, and how could he eat something like that?
神啊，神说那就好，我改换一个，用牛粪来代替人粪，反正都是用一些。不正常的那个事情，让你来看见得着饮食是如何的困难。
Then God replaced the human dung with cow dung, but all in all, he is expressing something that's unreasonable in daily life.
这些都是大体上来说出神的百姓，如果他们继续这样的顶撞神的话，那么他们引来了那个结果是怎么回事
？And this is expressed if God's people continue to rebel against God, what kind of consequences would they bring upon themselves?
那这事情我不需要详细说了，弟兄姊妹，你一看下去你就蛮懂的。
And we don't need to go into details, and brothers and sisters, you can read it and you understand.
吃饼要按照分量来来决定。
And they have to eat the cake by weight.
喝水也要按照那一个分量来得着。
And also in the same way, they drink water by its measure.
特别你注意第四章末了。你吃饼固然是要按照分量来接受分配。
And especially in the end of chapter 4, of course, you have to ration your food.
你吃的时候是很忧虑的吃。
But even when you are eating it, you still eat it with anxiety. What are you anxious about?
吃了这一顿，还有下一顿吗
？That you're anxious because you don't know whether you have your meal after
this. 这是其中忧虑之一。
This is one of the reasons of anxiety.
这个要忧虑事情更多了。
And there are more to be anxious.
喝水呢
？What about drinking water?
那固然是按照定量来接受水。
And you have to receive your water by measure.
但是您能喝水的时候，还是在惊惶的里头来喝。
But you drink water in horror.
整个就是落在一个没有指望的光景里。
They're entirely in this hopeless situation.
九年残喘啊，是。
They're just barely living.
过了今天，那明天呢？
After we survive today, what happens tomorrow?
过了你明天，后天还行吗
？If we survive tomorrow, will we have
我还能活多久呢
？How long can I live?
活下去的时候，如果是这样子，怎么去忍受呢
？And if we live on, and this is the circumstance, how could we take it?
那当时以西结在那里所发表的那一个结局。对犹大人来说，如果他们心里头还有一点感觉的话，他知道。
And the ending that Ezekiel was expressing, if there are some feelings within the Israelites' heart they will understand.
这是我们背逆神的结果。
And this is a result of us rebelling against God.
但是人不一定能领会。
But man may not understand.
所以还有第五章的神让以西结再要做的事情。
So that's why there's still chapter 5.
那这个就比较容易一点。在做出来的时候是容易一点。
This is easier to perform.
啊，你用剃头刀把所有头发都剃光。
Use a razor to shave your head.
把它分成三份。
And to divide them.
啊，一份是这样做，一份这样做，另外最后一份是这样做。
And you use one third of it this way, the other third and the third.
什么意思呢？他里头都有很清楚的解说。
And the reasons behind.
等到耶路撒冷城攻破的时候。
When Jerusalem was taken down.
三分之一就死掉了。
One third would die.
三分之一呢？
What about the other?
还是给死掉了，不死的方法不一样而已。
They also die, but it's just a different way to die.
还剩下那三分之一呢
？And then the one third that's left.
这都流落到外邦了，特别我们读耶利米书末了的时候，你就看到大堆的人就跑到埃及去了。
And they were scattered all over. And in the book of Jeremiah, we know that. A lot of them would go into Egypt.
但是在埃及就平静安稳了吗？
But is it rest and peace in Egypt?
我们读耶利米书的时候也看到，他在埃及里头也不平静。
And when we read the book of Jeremiah, we know that they do not enjoy rest in Egypt.
整个的说来，以色列全家都落在神的各种不一样的追讨里。
As a whole, Israel fell under God's pursuit in different ways.
那然后弟兄姊妹你就留意了。
Then brothers and sisters, take note.
第五章的第五节。
Verse 5 in chapter 5.
主耶和华如此说：这城是耶路撒冷，我曾将它安置在列邦之中，列国都在它的四围。
That's the Lord God. This is Jerusalem. I have set her at the center of the nations, with lands around her.
留意第六节。
Take note of verse 6.
他说。他行恶，违背我的典章，过于列国，干犯我的律例，过于视为的列邦，因为他弃掉我的典章，至于我的律例也没有遵行。
But she has rebelled against my ordinances more wickedly than the nations, and against my statutes more than the lands which surround her, for they have rejected my ordinances and have not walked in my statutes.
那一直说把这个事情继续说下去。
And he continued to speak on about this matter.
说到第八节的时候。
And when it comes to verse 8.
神所以主耶和华如此说，看啊，我与你反对，必在列国的眼前，在你中间施行审判。
Therefore, that says the Lord God, behold, I am against you, and I will execute judgments among you in the sight of the nations.
那比沙都一直说了，就说了许许多多以犹大的前途的事情。
And the text that follows talks a lot about the future of Judah.
那说到这里的时候，我就让弟兄姊妹你注意了。
And brothers, take note.
神说的话在以西结表达的时候，不完全成为事实。
The words that are expressed by Ezekiel at that time, they were not.Turn into reality completely in Ezekiel's time.
但是并不是停止了这样的事情。
But that doesn't mean that's a stop.
有局部的已经成为历史了。
Part of them were already history.
那其余的部分呢，在前面马上要来。
But the rest of them was to come immediately in the future.
那所以你看下去的时候，你就知道一件事。
So when you read on, you discover one thing.
什么事呢
？And what is that?
神借着以西结这一部分的动作和言语来说明了犹大的前途的预言。
And God using Ezekiel's words and actions to speak of the future of Judah partially.
在当时听的人来说。
And for those who heard at that time.
他们可能以为说那只是说说而已。
And they might thought he was just saying these things.
但是我们这个人事后来读
，But for us, reading about it now，
或者说在当时的人，在继续的度过那段日子的时候，回头来看
，Or for those people who were going through those days and looked back，
你注意到主的 这一部分的话，部分是历史，部分是预言。
And you can see that part of these words, they were history, and part of them
都是集中在当时要发生的那些事情，而不是说到永远的事。
And they all concentrated on the matters that was happening at that time.
但是不管怎么样，
but no matter what,
我们现在把它全部当作历史来读的时候。
And today, as we read as a whole, as history,
我们要看到一件事。
We need to see one thing.
在当时是预言。
At that time, it was a prophecy.
以后就成了历史。
And later on, it became history.
如今我们在读的时候呢？
Today, when we read about it,
我们就看见预言成为历史。
And we can see that the prophecy had become history.
这样我们不是注意那个事实的本身。
And we're not looking at the facts themselves.
而是要留意到把这样的一个变成历史的预言那一个说话的人。
But we need to look at the God who can turn the prophecy into history.
他当时为什么要说这些话呢？
And at that time, why would he say these things?
他为什么 要上犹大人说出这样的话呢？
Why would he speak these words to Judah?
他看到犹大是悖逆之家，好像是不可能再有挽回的了。
He saw that Judah was a house of rebellion. It seemed that there's no way to redeem them.
但是人看他们不能挽回。
But in man's eyes, they are not redeemed.
神看他能。
But God, in God's eyes,
神有方办法来让他们能。
God had a way to turn them around.
当然，在神让他们能回转，那个历史又是很复杂的。一些变动。
But of course, there are much complications or complicated processes.
但是神把这些事说在前头。
In the way that God turned them around, but God set these things ahead of time.
等到人经历了这些预言成为历史的时候。
After man experienced these prophecy as history.
你就留意到了，神在这一段话里头有多少次说到，这是耶和华说的。
And then you will see there are many times within these words God said, this is spoken by the Lord God.
让当时经过的人就说，哎呀，就知道这些话是耶和华说的。
So that the people who had experienced them, they would understand these words are spoken by the Lord.
我们如今读这些历史的，读这些过去的历史的那个记录下来的时候，我们就更清楚知道这是耶和华说的。
And for us who are reading this history, all the more we understand these are the words spoken by the Lord.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
我们看到神借着以西结去向神的百姓说话或是做工的时候。
And we see that God using Ezekiel to speak or to work among his people.
不单是说他的，用他说话。
Not only did he use him to speak,
也用他这个人。
And also use him, this person.
来表达到落在神手里的人，他们该是怎么样的一回事。
And to express what kind of conditions those people were facing when they fell into God's hand.
而让这些历史成为历史的预言，也成为我们今天的一个照明和见解。
And so that these prophecy that has become history will today illuminate us.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
以西结在神的面前承接这一个看守的人。的差遣。
That Ezekiel has accepted this order from God to become a watchman.
我们今天也成了神放在这个世代的见证人。
And today we are also witnesses in this generation for God.
我们也实在要在以西结所经历所学习的功课上面看到我们在神的面前该有的一点。学习和操练。
And we need to see the lessons and the practices we ought to have before God.
基本上是来说是我们学会了要做一个服在神权柄底下的人。
And basically, we need to learn to become someone who submit under God's authority.
那因此，我们也同时也做一个乐意 为了跟随主而选择十字架道路来走的人。
And at the same time, we also need to be willing to take up the cross, to walk on the path of the cross in order to follow the Lord. May the Lord have mercy on us.
在以西结受差遣的那一段日子所学的功课上，给我们也同样的有一点感受来学习跟随主。
So that we will learn to follow the Lord after we read the lessons that Ezekiel has learned during the days and when he was sent.
我们有点祷告。
Let's pray.
主啊，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
神的百姓在你的面前虽然是不住的顶撞你。
Even though God's people continue to rebel against
him, 但是你的心实在是记挂着他们。
But your heart is mindful of them.
你用你手中的工作要把他们挽回。
You use the work in your hands to redeem them.
你不仅是要他们可以挽回。
Not only do you want to recover them.
你并且要把他们挽回到一个完全的地步。
But you also want to recover them to.
正如今你在我们身上所显明的救赎的旨意。
And just like today.Your will of redemption upon us.
我们感谢神。
Lord, we thank you.
在你没有改变。
There's no change in you.
地上的事物不住的改变。
The matters in the world.
人在改变。
Changes.
但是你没有改变。
Man changes all the time, but you.
你那个不改变，要把我们也带到一个不改变的光景里。
The fact that you don't change will also bring us to a point that we.
所以你做了许许多多的工。
That's why you have performed.
一面叫我们认识你是怎样的一位神。
So that we'll know what kind of God you are.
一面你叫我们懂得怎么来跟随主。
And also we'll know how to follow our Lord.
但愿主恩待我们。
May the Lord have mercy on us.
让我们在你的震怒没有临到全地的时候，我们会拣选你做我们的一切。
So before your wrath is upon the whole earth, that we will choose you as our all in all.
叫荣耀归给你。
So that glory be.
因为你本来就是荣耀的。
Because you are glorious.
我们再要说，荣耀要归给你。
Once again, we say that glory be to you.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in our Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.